Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Just had Brian Anderson on. Interesting conversation. Really enjoyed it. You know, it's been a while since we had him on because he's been busy with his own Tampa Bay stuff. So in
life,
yeah, when he joins us during the baseball season, we're always surprised. He's great in the offseason because he loves to talk about the Browns. So
one day it might be like the one we do is like the BAM podcast.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I would love to ask him about just
life. You want to explain what BAM is?
I mean, Baskin, Anderson, Menigan.
Okay, just so people know.
Yeah. I would love to talk to him about being on the 0-1 Diamondbacks, the team that won the World Series over the Yankees that year on Luis Gonzalez's single up the middle. And the fact that on that team, all of the personalities that were on there between him, Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling on that roster.
Yeah.
Like, I would, because that to me, and again, I'm 37, so I'm a little bit of a different perspective. That is like one of the, like, burnt in my brain baseball teams of my life.
I'd probably play pretty big in Phoenix. I don't know how big it plays here.
I don't know how would it be here, but the fact that Randy Johnson has now turned himself into like a photographer and you can see him all over the place taking photos, and he takes gorgeous photos too. You can follow him on Instagram. I think it's RJ51 Photography or something like that. He's all over the place. Like, there was that video circulating for a while of him with Marshawn Lynch taking batting practice, and he was taking photos of Marshawn Lynch taking batting practice.
That's pretty awesome.
It's very cool. As I said, one day, again, it would be self-serving, but I would love to talk to him about just being in the locker room in that 0-1.
All right, I have a question I don't even believe I'm going to ask you here, coming up in a couple minutes here about the Browns. Should I do it or not? Dan, I'm contemplating it, the whole question, and you know the question I'm talking about.
What are you going to do?
We'll do it. I want to kind of wrap up our whole thoughts on Guardians, though, too. Just because we just talked to BA about baseball. So I'm going to give you one more shot because I know there are a lot of people on hold that wanted to talk guards, too, this morning. So we'll give you a couple seconds here. We'll let you chime in on that. And then the question that I don't think anyone wants to hear, we're going to ask that about the Browns in a minute. Let's go Cool Ray in Bedford. Hey, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, man?
You are. What's up? We're on a good day? Having a good day?
We're having a real good day. So first,
sun's out, man. You can't beat that.
About the guards, yeah. I want to say this. It to me was a normal season. Like, I don't expect anything different that they haven't done in the last 10 years for me. I haven't really watched the guards, though, since the rivalry was taken away from us from the Yankees opening day. And that was about, 10, 15, 20 years ago. So, but I will say this. It was so exciting what baseball did with the playoff series, the three games back to back to back. I love what they did. The baseball did not let fans forget. You know, it was like,
and it worked, you know, this year, right? We didn't have we had all but, well, there was only one 2-0 sweep. That was it. One,
right.
Cincinnati said bye bye quick.
Every single day there was a baseball game, and they never let people forget that it was win or go home, win or go home. And even the players, they played at max effort every single pitch, every single running error, every single bat meant something, and you saw it, and that made this whole, all these baseball games so exciting. I watched literally every single one, even San Diego, and I've never watched a San Diego Padres game ever in my entire life.
Oh, you're Dan's new best friend, man.
Dude, the Friars are fun. I'm bummed they got knocked out.
I really love what baseball did, and I love how they posted how they're elevating each series to a different level. Like, this one was 3, next one is 5, and the championship game is 7. I love that. So basketball and football, y'all should really watch that. That's really meant something. But real quick on about the Browns, I'm going to say this, and I really hate to say it, though, is that when I hear people talk about Shador and the quarterback situation, we act like that Dylan Gabriel was on everybody's radar and Shador wasn't. So my thing is this, is that Dylan Gabriel, I hope he does a great job, but he can go out there and throw 15 interceptions and you still would never see Shador hit the field the way, in my opinion, for the Cleveland Browns. They'll never put him on the field because that's not in their game plan.
All right, Cooley. I respect your opinion. 2020.
Shador.
The only thing that I think that is in the way of Shador Sanders, it's actually pretty simple. Joe Flacco. Well, first of all, Dylan Gabriel is in the way, right? We got to start there because he's the number one quarterback. Then Joe Flacco. Then Deshaun Watson, if he's healthy. And then I am going to throw it in. Bailey Zappi's in his way, too.
Noon alarm, Bailey Zappi.
Bailey Zappi's probably also in his way. But otherwise, he's next up. I want to see Shador play. I'm just not going to go crazy about it. I want to see him play. The guy's exciting. He's an exciting player. That doesn't mean wins. That doesn't mean he can end up looking at the stars after two plays. If Dylan doesn't work out, I want to see Shador. I saw Joe. We saw what that was. Dylan doesn't work out. Okay, Dylan, next man up, man. Give Shador the ball. I'm down with it. Totally down with it.
I want to live in the right now and make sure that Dylan Gabriel gets his shot.
You don't want to live in the right now. You want to live in the right now in April when they have a draft. Because I've heard you say it 1,000 times.
The goal of the season has not changed, which is to find out if the quarterback of the future is either on the roster right now or sitting in the 2026 draft. That is the goal of the season. That does not change. That is what I have said from Jump Street. That is what I'm going to believe until the end. And so I want to make sure Dylan Gabriel gets his fair shake and that you see 100% if he's the dude or if he's not the dude. Then, sure, if you want to go to Shador Sanders, fine. Let's see if he's the dude or if he's not the dude. Give him the same amount of time. Okay, then we go from there. But I just want to make sure we live right now and see if Dylan Gabriel might be the guy. Because I can tell you Bailey Zappi isn't the guy. And I can tell you the guy coming off of an Achilles injury who looked like garbage before he tore his Achilles probably isn't the guy either.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.